Today we have LitCon coming to update the delegate, but I know they have some really exciting stuff happening in LitCon with the completion of the big book that was voted on and the balance, if you have seen that the balance is out. So I am very excited to hear what LitCon has going on moving forward. So thank you, LitCon, for coming, and we are ready for whichever one of you wants to have the floor.
So I am also part of LitCom, and I have been privileged to be part of the Literature and Development Committee since approximately 2017. In 2018, Sarah P. stepped in to be the Literature Committee Chair, and that's when everything ramped up to warp speed, to use a Star Wars and Star Trek analogy. At this point, the COSA recovery book, which is the title that we revealed at the convention without a subtitle, unless you choose to use your own Sharpie, you can choose your own adventure for that, is in the hands of the professional editor. This professional editor is a proofing editor, but can also take the book from basically soup to nuts. So they are going to be editing, which they've already admitted it does not take that much for them, but it does require a fine-tooth comb, which is why we are paying a professional editor to do this. We will also be asking this professional editor to assist us with specifics, things like the design, the copywriting, the barcodes, which if any of you who are not in publishing need to understand that when you do an ebook, because this will also be available in ebook form, you will need two separate barcodes, ISBN numbers. All of those details that some of us who have no earthly idea what the publishing world requires, these are things that we have to have someone help us with. And so that is why we have hired this person who can help us do that. There's also something called pagination, where you make sure the page numbers are accurate. the copywriting, again, so many details. Yet, with all of those details, we are still on track to have this book ready for publish in January of 2024. Once the full edits come back from the professional editor, which they should be back to the Literature Development Committee by the end of October, then the committee will take those edits, suggestions from the professional editor, and apply them, and then send them back to her so that she can then put this thing in a publishable format. So that's where we are with the COSA recovery book. We also have one of our members who is in the design world, who also did the designs for the convention and other things, who will be designing the book cover. And Nan has been communicating with them as well. So everything is moving in lockstep. It is just thrilling to see the forward progression of a book that has taken over 10 years to write by committee, finally come to a place where we can, at this point, say we are going to have something to be able to give people, have in their hands, that will cover new writing on the steps, the traditions, the concepts, and the tools. And again, talking about Tradition 5 and carrying the message to those who still suffer, this does this in every fashion. So we are very excited for this, and open to answering any questions specifically about the COSA recovery book or the process. All right. Sandy, do you want to talk a little bit about the relaunch of the balance and what's coming down the pike when it comes to, and Nan as well, because Nan has been instrumental in helping with the balance relaunch. So I would love it if either one of you would like to chime in and talk about what's coming down the pike at the rest of Literature Committee.
Okay, thank you. So for the last 10 years, and specifically the last several years that I've been on the committee, it's been all hands on deck, working to get that book finalized. And we are a committee of volunteers. Our numbers ebb and flow. And somewhere in the process of this past year, we did not have the people power to produce our beloved balance newsletter. So we fell behind a little bit on the balance, but we pushed the book forward. And so now we've got a little bit more people power, just the folks that exist on the existing literature committee and lit dev committee. We've been able to kind of pivot our focus since the writing for the book is done. We pivoted to focus on relaunching the balance. And you've probably seen it. It was kind of a catch-up edition that brings us current to now where we are, about ready to send out the November-December edition. I don't have a date for when that's going to be sent out, but please be on the watch for that. We are really proud of what we've been able to do with a smallish number of people. And before I get into any more details about the balance, I want to make sure that people understand some of these folks have been on the literature committee for 10 or more years. Very gifted editors, gifted writers, and to be able to have them now back so that they can put their focus on the balance and any new projects going forward is a huge gift to COSA as a whole. So I'm looking at some of those people who are precious to me, not only in the fellowship, but for what they've meant for the book and for LitCom in general. So you know who you are, and we're anonymous, but I see you and I appreciate you. So back to the balance. The traditional format is we get writers, volunteers, to write on, two people write on the steps. And we do that, you know, if it's January, February, they're writing on steps one and two, et cetera. And then two people write on traditions. And we have a lead article. So that stuff is all well and good, but there is a lot of new enthusiasm for how we bring the balance kind of up to date. We're not going to do anything radical or very different, but we do have some things in the fellowship that we can focus on. Highlights around, you know, committees, you know, focusing on TechCon maybe for a month, focusing on what the board is doing for another edition. So there's a lot of really exciting things we can do with that. I know right now we've got a big focus on the two upcoming conventions. So you'll be seeing some exciting stuff on that. And we are always, shameless plug here, we are always looking for folks who are willing to write or edit, or if you've got an idea for something and you're not a writer, just send us your ideas. We can turn that into something beautiful. So if you've got anything, nothing too big, nothing too small, we'll work with anything. And on a personal note, when I joined the Literature and Development Committee, Amy, 2018, did I come in 2018? I had absolutely no business adding anything else to my plate. I was the chair of the ISO, and I agreed to attend a meeting because they needed a board liaison. I attended a meeting in 2018, and I'm still here. And I'm so grateful, and I'm still so excited about what we bring to COSA. whether it's the big book or the next edition of The Balance, our literature is deeply important to me, deeply personal to me. I had a lot of sleepless nights, and that literature was on my nightstand, both the written literature and the recordings from conventions, speakers, workshops. That got me through. And our book, our upcoming book, is going to be such a gift to the fellowship. And I'm stoked. Actually, in the literature committee, we avoid using language like that because I live in California. We use the word stoked or excited about something. When we're writing for COSA, we have to even that out so that it makes sense to people in Iceland, in Indiana, in Iowa. So we pay close attention to those things. Anyway, I'm really grateful that we have been able to relaunch The Balance, but we still do need more people. If you've got an idea or you've got an article that's been on your mind, on your heart, share it with us. litcom@cosa-recovery.org. Just let us help you get your message out to the COSA Fellowship. That I'll pass.
All right. Before you pass too much, Sandy, because I do want to do a quick shout out and ask if Nan or Ruth also has anything to add. But I want to also stress that while the Literature and Development Committee assisted with the relaunch of The Balance, that is not sustainable. The Literature and Development Committee is separate from The Balance Committee. We need more bodies because it is not sustainable to do them both. So in order to write new material, to update old material, and produce The Balance, we need more bodies. We need bodies specifically for layout and design. We need bodies who will be willing to be editors. Maybe writing isn't your gig, no problem. Ruth is our master trainer when it comes to editing. And so, we can train you. So that's not a problem. But we are in a drought of support when it comes to actual power to push the pen. And so it is not sustainable to have literature and development create new literature as well as produce The Balance. We did it this time because we wanted to make sure that balance was produced, but it's not sustainable. So please take that back to your home groups. Please consider how you can support, because again, we cannot, as one of the other members has also said often, we cannot have unfunded mandates. The balance was not produced because we didn't have enough bodies to produce it. And no one was willing to say, hey, let me help you. So we are asking. We are very clear about this ask. We need more bodies in order to produce these materials. Nan, do you have anything else that you would add? Because you just finished doing this and collating all this.
Thank you, Amy. I really think a lot of it has just been covered. I'm just really grateful for the opportunity. The relaunch of The Balance was a passion project for me. It was absolutely instrumental in my early recovery and in the original group I was in almost 20 years ago. And it was breaking my heart a little bit to not see it coming out. And we really need it, old timers and newcomers alike. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to get her back up and running again. And you will hear from us in COSA's in the Know and in The Balance, recruiting writers for special tasks like, hey, we need this step or this tradition, but also just an open invitation. And it doesn't take a lot. I like to say, think about what you would say if you only had 3 minutes to share in a meeting. Then write that down, because that's what an article is. We don't need any more. And so it's something that everyone can contribute no matter who you are or where you are on your recovery journey, we just want to hear from you. So watch for those little nuggets in COSAs in the Know and the Balance. And thanks everybody for being here. I pass.
Can I say one more thing about little? Little can add up to a lot. If all you've got is 10 or 15 minutes, we can use that. If all you've got is an idea, we can write on that. If you don't have any formal training or, but you just have a passion for it, we can work with that. We are willing to train. If there's anybody out there for their social media work, we would love some more hands on deck for that. So please pass this around. If we can get a bunch of people to do a bunch of small jobs, it comes together for the greater good of all. So please don't think, oh, I only have this little thing to offer. Please, those little things add up, and we need them. So thank you.
Sandy, do you want to go into the questions that were offered to the literature committee? If there's nothing else at this point, I don't have anything else to report. You're on mute again. Sorry.
Give you all a time update on our agenda. We have about 7 minutes of questions before we go into Teresa's share.
Perfect. So that's totally fine, because we've already got answers written out for the two questions that we received.
Perfect. Thank you.
Let's see. Don't have those in front of me. I apologize. Two of the questions were really, what can we do to help literature people? And I think we covered that. I do apologize. I printed those. They're in the other room, and my husband is now on his.
I can help bring with those up, Sandy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So one thing that one of the questions regarded processes. Do you want to talk about that one, Sandy, while I'm pulling this up?
Sure. So we did have that question on what's the process? How does how does new literature get approved? And it's lengthy, to be honest. We start by sending out a survey through COSAs in the Know. And we ask folks to chime in. What was your experience working step one? Or what was your experience, we're writing something on triggers. What was your experience with triggers? How did your sponsor factor in? What were your barriers? What were your breakthroughs? So it follows a pretty standard template for everything we try to write on. We collect that fellowship feedback. And we go back. And while we're collecting that feedback, whoever is going to be the writer for that is doing all kinds of research through all of our COSA literature, our entire library. The depth that we have in Balance articles is staggering. And we look through all of that, and then based on what we get back from the fellowship feedback, the surveys, then that's the first time and goes to paper. Once the writer makes a first draft, cleans it up to the best of their ability, that writer meets with an editor one-on-one. The editor comes through it, cleans it up. The writer might think, wow, this is great now, let it go. It doesn't stop there. It moves on to something we call group editing, where 6, 7, 8 people jump on that writing and polish it up with a fine-tooth comb. I mentioned that we look for words and phrases that are not going to translate well through the whole of our worldwide fellowship. We're very careful about that so that it's meaningful to everyone, not just Californians who use the word stoked. Once we get that all polished up and we finish group editing, then it goes out to the fellowship, and the fellowship actually gets 90-day review period, 3 months. And then they can send their suggestions for writing, suggestions for, adding something else to it. We elect all of that. We treat that as sacred. It's poured over by the entire committee. And we apply the feedback where it should be. And then we go through again and we do another group editing. And the next time fellowship sees it, and somebody, catch me if I'm wrong, it's required here too, but the next time fellowship sees it is when it goes out for the vote. So gets to the delegate floor as a pass or fail only, and I know this causes some confusion, but we don't take suggestions on the delegate floor because we've already had people thoughtfully providing insight and input. So if we decided, well, okay, now we'll just take suggestions from the floor, we disrespect all the work that went into it. All 3 months, the fellowship providing their insight and feedback, we have now applied. That's why we get to the delegate floor. It becomes pass or fail. If it fails, we can reroute. It's important that we respect the voices all along that lengthy path. It's a long period, but it's designed that way so that we get to hear everything. And it is a democratic process. We hold that sacred in the committee. Anyone else?
Thank you, Sandy.
Would love to hear from somebody else who's got.
Yeah, that was awesome, Sandy. I'm sharing my screen and see if I can minimize this really quick. The question came up about the organization of LitCom. And so this is the Literature Committee organizational chart. So you can see that there is the LitCom chair, a co-chair, a secretary. We have a secretary in place now who is dedicated to responding to any emails. Again, I do want to give a huge caution to folks who, if you sent something and it didn't come through, we had this actually happen with one of the questions. It went to spam. In this world of technology, I think we have to be real careful and just make sure we follow up if we've sent something. Just because of the issues with things ending up in spam. So, just know that if you don't get an immediate response, something may have happened, please reach back out. It's not that anyone in LitCom is trying to ignore anyone, but those things do happen because that's just the nature of technology. Underneath the LitCom chair and the secretary, we have our production teams. That's literature and development. That is new literature and revising existing literature. We have our balance team, which produces the balance newsletter. We have expedited review, which is the arm that edits every document that comes out, whether it's an email that needs to go out, whether it's material for the convention, all of that has to go through the expedited review to check for COSINUS and for grammar conventions, things like that. And the last one is internal systems. This coordinates the function of LitCom and LitDev, internal procedures. This is part of our meetings. I'm not sure everybody understands that LitCom never takes a break. We meet every month, and we have been meeting every month since at least I've been on, and I'm sure since Ruth has been on way before me, since 2015. We meet every single month, maybe with the exception of December. So these internal systems are what keeps this operation going. So that was one of the very well thought out questions that was sent to us, between the process and the org chart. The other question that came up was about new processes, because what Sandy was explaining was the old processes for Coastal Recovery Book. We will not be writing a Coastal Recovery Book in the near future. And so those processes will change. If we write something that is a meditation book or something like that, these will be personal shares, more of a voices type. And we don't, in our writing guidelines, we don't change someone's voice. So that would not go before the delegates as a vote. Now, will we edit it? Will we make sure that it follows all the COSA regulations? Absolutely. But it's a different piece than steps, traditions, and concepts, which would require the vote. So as far as the new procedures, we can't really share those because we don't have marching orders yet on what exactly the delegates want us to write next. We have sent surveys out, but nothing has been definitive. Nothing's been clear. So delegates, that might be something that we'd like to hear from you. And then we can establish those procedures. So those were great questions. Again, I want to be respectful of the agenda timeline, but Kimberly, if there's anything else that we can do to answer any other questions, again, if you didn't get a question answered, or if you now have seen this information, you're going, oh my gosh, now I've got a question. We aren't going away. Like I said, we meet every single month. So send us your questions, or if you'd like to, please join us.